No one really knows Ron Van Dam. He's an enigma wrapped in a mystery, cloaked in secrets, stuffed in between two pieces of French toast encased in a pancake, smothered in cheese and deep fried until golden brown, then duct taped into a rusty toolbox, packed into a used Amazon shipping container with gaffer's tape, and mailed overnight to a bunker in Siberia where it's kept in a locked vault, whose combination is known only to a mute priest with a bad memory. So yeah, he's sort of a keeps-to-himself kind of guy. You're listening to that man of mystery, Ron Van Dam, on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. If you like the program, I am indeed Ron Van Dam. If you don't like the program, my name is Becky Sherwood. I don't know who Becky Sherwood is. I just made up that name. But somewhere in this country, there probably is a real Becky Sherwood. And right now, she's probably pretty pissed at me. Okay. How you doing? Good to be with you. I don't even know what day of the week this is. Oh, I don't even know. I didn't look. You know how I know what day of the week it may be? It's because I know what day of the week it was yesterday. And logically, that would be a different... This is Thursday, is it now? Okay. Whatever. Like that makes a difference. My calendar is full, right? Oh, it's Thursday. I have to meet with the president. And let's see, then I have to demolish a house, which I'm refurbishing. Yes, that's right. And then I have to pick up my laundry. I don't have to do any of those things. I got nothing. It's funny. You know what's so funny? You know what's funny? Here's what's funny. Spent most of my life... with these gigantic schedules, you know, like every minute of the day was filled up with something. I would have to leave certain things early in order to get to the next thing on time. My life was like that. And I didn't even need to write things down. It was like my mind was like as sharp as a tack. I don't understand that analogy either. My mind was so efficient. My head was my own secretary. I knew exactly every day where I had to be, what I had to do, at what time, how long I was going to be there, and what kind of pants I was going to wear. I had it all down. I wrote things down, but I didn't have to because they were all in my head. And I was so on top of things. And then one day I woke up and it was pretty much like, I don't know. Did I miss that appointment? I'm so sorry. Oh, was I supposed to be there at 10 o'clock? I'm sorry. I forgot. All of a sudden. It's funny. millennials are probably saying, what is this phrase, write things down? From whence do you speak, Mr. Van Dam? What an archaic phrase. Yeah, I used to write things down. Well, now you just enter them. Put it on your virtual calendar. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. If I hear that word virtual one more time, I'm virtually going to go crazy. Virtual? What kind of world are you living in? This is the real world. It's not virtual. Because stuff that's happening to us is not virtually happening to us. It's really happening. Even reality shows. Do you watch television? I do, because I need an escape from all of this. So I watch television, and they have things called reality shows. There's more reality shows now than there have ever been. And I'm in the business, okay? Okay. So I know this, and you don't know this. And it might turn out to be actually a fact of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's Fact of the Day.
Shut up! All right. Here's your fact, and this is a fact. Listen to me very carefully. Put your ear right up against the speaker. Reality shows are not real. Ron, did you just say something that made no sense? The word reality, the word real is in the word reality, and you're saying that doesn't exist? Are you breaking another one of my beliefs, like Christmas and Santa Claus, like the Easter Bunny? Are you, and the Tooth Fairy, are you breaking another one of those comfortable beliefs that I had? Like it matters, yes, I am. Reality shows are not real. They're based on real stories, which is like everything, but they're not real. If you speak to anybody that was ever a contestant or a part of any reality show, they will tell you, well, yeah, they were filming and taping what we were doing, but they made suggestions to us on what we should do. Well, that's not real, is it? No, it's not. For example, if you're watching a reality show about real estate or something, they're telling the people, well, get upset, get confrontational, have a little argument. That'll spice up. People like to watch that. We're not asking you to lie, just embellish like really a lot. You mean do things that we wouldn't do naturally? That's right. That's reality. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. I watch a show on the Home and Garden channel. Never thought when I was growing up I'd be watching a channel like that, but times are difficult. So I'm watching the HGTV, and there's a show called House Hunters. There's a lot of shows where they're doing renovations, things like that. And it would be extremely boring to watch all these episodes with nothing happening other than just what's supposed to. So every once in a while, when you're watching a home renovation show, they're going to drop a pane of glass and it's going to shatter all over the floor. Or they're going to say, oh my God, there's termites, but there isn't really. You're going to see reenactments of things that happened but didn't happen then. They're being recreated. That's not real. That's making things happen. When you watch a show, any one of those things where there's a couple that's moving into a house and they renovate the house, and then the couple shows up and they see the house and they act really surprised. They're acting really surprised. They've been in the house before. They've seen the renovations. I mean, I just got to tell you just got to use your brains. Don't take things at face value, because face value doesn't really work anymore. Unless it's your own life. That's reality. That's reality. There's no reenactments. There's no drama that didn't occur naturally because you're a dramatic person. That's real. All right, fine. Before we go any further, I want to talk about something that I had sworn I really wouldn't talk about much on this show. A, because I've talked about it so much, and B, because I'm supposed to be funny and it's supposed to be a comedy show, and I don't know, whatever. I'm making a prediction. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a fortune teller. I don't drive a bus. I don't produce doorknob manufacturing. I do not manufacture doorknobs. But here's what I do know. I believe that this coronavirus thing, now this Delta variant, is going to put us right back into the thick of things within a matter of about a month. With kids going back to school, many states not doing mask mandates, but even if they do, the mixture of children in small spaces and going home to their adults, people don't wear masks in their house. They just don't. That is going to cause spread of the virus. And you can get booster shots for if you did have a vaccine, but not until October. So kids are going to go to school. They're going to go home and spread it to their parents. People are sitting in movie theaters and all kinds of different venues wearing masks. That's fine. It's not 100% foolproof. Half the population of the United States is unvaccinated. In many states in the South, only 30% are vaccinated, less than one out of three. So I would say brace yourself for getting back into the thick of things again as far as being careful and all that stuff. Here's where Ron's coming from, and you didn't even ask me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Here's where I'm coming from. I kind of don't really care how many people test positive for the COVID thing, because many people are vaccinated. You can still get it, but you're not going to go to the hospital or something. You're just going to have some uncomfortable symptoms for a short period of time. So don't care about that. I don't care. And not all of them are reported. Some people have COVID. They don't even know it. So I don't care about those numbers. I really don't. Never did. Here's the only number I care about, and it has to do with the hospitals. How many people are in the hospital because of the COVID? If you're in the hospital because of the COVID, your symptoms are not good. You have some problems where you can't breathe, or it could be life-threatening. That's the hospitalization number. That's the one I care about. That's the one I care about. And how many people in those hospitals, in hospital care, serious condition, how many of them are vaccinated? How many of them are unvaccinated? Very small percentage vaccinated. Most of all, they're unvaccinated. That tells me something. Second number is, of course, the deaths. There could be some complicating situations with the death. In other words, other contributing factors while you have the COVID. The biggest number to me, which is the most concerning, is the number of hospitalizations. That's the one. That's through the roof. And that's going to cause disruptions again. And it's because of school. Now, we need to get back to work. We need to get back to the schools. We need to have the children back in the buildings. But we don't have vaccinations for many of them yet. So this is going to happen. And I think that the winter is going to be another, oh my God, kind of thing. Now, I'm in a state where more than half the people, 70%, are vaccinated. I'm in Massachusetts. But even here, when I go to restaurants and stores, all the employees, all the wait staff are wearing masks again. Didn't for a while, 2-3 months, no. Again, yes. We're going in that direction, even in the carefully protected areas. I'm just saying, get vaccinated. It's the only way this is going to slow down or stop. This has been with us now longer than Trump thought it would be. Trump thought as soon as the summer came and the warm weather came, we'd be fine. Don't worry about it. One could not be more wrong than that. We're going into our second year here. And, got to do something about it, man. Got to gather together, and we all got to do the same thing and get it going. Here's the interesting part, which I find fascinating, besides my prediction of going backwards with this thing. Here's my other deal. Private companies should do what they want. If private companies say you must be, if you're going to work for our company, if you're going to be a staff member, if you're going to be employed by our company, you must be vaccinated. A lot of people are saying, "Oh no! If you want to come into our store or come into our business, you have to wear a mask." And people say, "No, you can't tell us what to do." Okay, fine. They can tell you what to do. They're private companies. They're not profiling. They're not being racist. They're saying to everybody, "You have to wear a mask, whether you're vaccinated or not." Now, here's what I don't understand. When you want to get health insurance, this is a medical problem we're having, right? When you want to get health insurance, not everybody pays the same price. Those that don't have pre-existing conditions, those that don't jump out of airplanes, have dangerous jobs, work in die casting plants, pay lower health insurance rates, premiums, than those that smoke. Do you smoke? Yes, I do. You're going to pay a higher rate. Are you vaccinated? No, I'm not. You're going to pay a higher rate. Chances are you're going to have more medical problems and more costs. You're going to pay a higher premium. Life insurance. Do you smoke? Well, that's a health question. Do you smoke? Well, yes or no. Did you smoke recently? Well, I quit 10 years ago. Okay, but you're going to pay a higher premium. In life insurance, do you like to jump out of airplanes? Do you like to skydive? Do you like mountain climbing? Well, yes, I do. You're going to pay a higher premium. Do you travel a lot all throughout the world? Well, yes, I do. You're going to pay a higher premium. Because chances are something could happen to you more. Do you drive a motorcycle? Well, yes, I do. You're going to pay a higher premium. That's what we've been doing forever with insurance. It's about time we did it with the COVID. Are you vaccinated? No, I choose not to be. Then you're going to pay a higher premium. Period. Private company, they'll do what they want. Car insurance. Do you wear a seatbelt? No, I don't. You're going to pay a higher premium. Are you a truck driver? Well, yes, I am. You're going to pay a higher premium. We've been doing it forever. We've been accepting that. All right. I'm just saying. If you think that you're being discriminated against because you decided not to get vaccinated, then you're going to pay a higher premium. You're not going to be able to go to these private businesses. They won't let you in, or you have to show some proof, or you can't get in. You want to go to that concert? Been vaccinated? No, I haven't. Sorry, can't get in. Then you have to be tested immediately. Oh, within a certain period of time, we'll tell you the rules. Otherwise, you can't go. You can't come in. Well, you can't do that. I'm an American. Yeah, but I'm a private business. I got my rights, too. It seems that our rights are clashing here. Just saying, someday we're going to realize this and we're going to get it together. But until then, we're going to remain stupid. Okay. I do have a guest coming up momentarily, and that guest will be joining us. I got to take a little commercial break because someone has to pay for this. You apparently are not.
Looking for someplace new and fun to take the family for breakfast? Then it's time to try Greg's House of Avocado Toast. Featuring all your breakfast favorites. White toast, wheat toast, rye toast, yes, even multigrain toast, and more, all topped with creamy avocado. Or mix it up a little with a toasted English muffin topped with avocado. Come in every Thursday for our chef's special creation, sourdough toast with avocado. If it's toast with avocado on top, you'll find it, and nothing else, at Greg's House of Avocado Toast.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you today?
Wonderful, thank you.
Jennifer Rusedic is here. She's president-elect of New York State Association of Realtors. Sounds like a great title. I'll tell you something. I'm in Massachusetts, and homes are cost about as much as it does to go to the moon. It's unbelievable all of a sudden. Is that trend the same throughout the country?
It is. It is. The pricing really has gone up, but the appraisals are keeping up with it. So it means, you know, and it's multiple offer, so you know if the market is sustaining those prices,
yeah,
it is, you know, a solid market.
And this is because there is not much inventory. Is that the reason?
So we've had a lack of inventory for several years now. And then with the pandemic, mm-hmm. a lot of people really wanted to get out of, you know, the city. And they wanted to have go into the rural mm-hmm. areas. They just had, you know, kids homeschooling. Parents were, you know, remote working. So there just wasn't enough corners of the house for them all to hide and, you know, get on a laptop. So they just wanted that extra room, just that extra square footage to spread out and be able to go outside.
So the suburbs become gold and the cities start to, it's the opposite, I guess, real estate-wise, in major
yeah.
cities like New York and such, where prices are going down.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, that says a lot to homeowners. Certainly first-time home buyers, you're pretty screwed right now. otherwise, it's apples to apples, it's not so bad. But, you know, if you're starting out, whoa. So what we're tending to do, I guess, is to hang on what we have and to make improvements to our homes. Is that what most people are doing?
A lot of people actually are putting their homes on the market because they realize that they're probably going to get the most equity out of their home at this price, at this point in the market.
But then they have to live somewhere.
And that is true, and I've had more people than I've ever had in my career going into temporary housing saying, you know, we're going to cash out now, we're going to go into an apartment, and then we'll buy when the market's not so competitive and we can buy something at the right price. I also had a lot of people who were able to pull out enough equity that are building new construction. So until their house is complete, they're living in, you know, a rental situation.
Sounds like they're fleeing from a hurricane or something. I mean, God. And rents can be pretty high, too, accordingly, because those owners realize that, yeah, we can raise our rents here. I don't know. that's crazy stuff. So what do we do to add value to the homes that we're in right now?
So, you know, it's really important to either consult, you know, look at your home inspection report. If you had something like your roof was, you know, 5 years, you know, left, but it was functioning, but you know you're going to have to replace the roof. It's much more important to replace a roof than update a bathroom. The mechanics are important, windows. All these things that aren't glamorous really need to be done because buyers are usually buying at the top of their price point, and they're going to want to come into a house, and they're not going to want to spend their money on things like windows and roofs. They're going to want to do the projects that are important to them and, you know, remodel the kitchen the way they want to.
I suppose, yeah. Well, eventually that'll be the case. Right now, when a house goes on the market, you have to overbid the actual selling price of the home, because those houses will go within a couple of days. Some of them are going without any inspections taking place, because you know you can't waste the time. Someone else may take it without an inspection. It's kind of nuts. So I guess this is a time to do things to your house now for when the market changes, and then you're back in a normal market.
Right. Yeah, I would never advise someone to buy a home without a home inspection.
No.
And it's so risky, because you can, you know, think a house looks so great from the inside, and then once you get in, you know, it's a whole nother story. Another interesting thing is they are recording insurance claims on houses now. It's kind of like a Carfax for houses. So if you're going to get homeowners insurance on a house, the insurance company will know if it's had a flood or if it's had several claims. So that's always good to know prior to the closing as well.
Yeah, if you have time to do that. Because things are a little crazy right now. There's no question about it. Okay, so that's take care of the more important structural things before you go for the cosmetics. And again, the old story used to be if you remodel a bathroom or a kitchen, you can't go wrong. But I guess now there's priorities involved.
Yes, you know, kitchens and bathrooms do sell homes, but it's just so much more important to put the money into structural things, because if you get under contract and then they do have an inspection and they find out that the roof failed and you spent all your money, you know, doing cosmetic things, and now you don't have the money to put a new roof on, now you're going to be giving the buyer a credit at closing for a new roof.
Wow. Is this a good time to move into the city? I mean, can you get good deals if you, I mean.
I think it's an excellent time to purchase in the city because a lot of people have left and pricing has come down in the city. So it's an excellent opportunity to make that investment and hold on to it, because the markets will rebound.
All right. Okay. I guess there's a place I can go to get a whole list of ideas and priorities and things to do under these circumstances.
Yes. To learn more about realtors, you can go to www.realtor.com. Or for more information on home renovations, you can go to www.houselogic.com.
Let me ask you a quick question about realtors. If you're working with the realtor for an extended period of time, nothing seems to be working out, you don't really have a contract, is that a contract understanding, or you have to actually sign a realtor contract for them to look for homes for you?
Well, I don't want to talk about legal things. You know, there is an implied contract if you're working with a realtor. But it's very personal. If you're not seeing eye to eye with your realtor, you want to make sure that you get a personality and a similar demeanor that works for you.
Yeah.
You really need to trust this person, because they're going to be advocating for you. You want to make sure that they're listening to your needs. And, you know, not everyone's a fit, but, you know, there's a lot of us out there.
Yeah, yeah. I feel for realtors, because it's a lot of work, and a lot of times it doesn't pay off. When it does, it's nice, but when it doesn't, it's like, wow, a lot of time invested. It's a very interesting profession in that sense.
It is. Every day is very different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope the trends go back to somewhat more normality so we can all be successful in what we do. By the way, try to renovate your home these days. If you can't do it yourself, it's like 6 months, 7 months, 8 months wait just to get someone to come into your home to do something.
The other thing that's happened is building materials have gone through the roof.
Yes.
So an interior door used to be $70.
Yes.
And now it's $100. Wall board started out at $7, went to $9, $11, $14. I think it's at $17 or $19, depending on if you can get it.
Exactly, if you can even get it. So these are times we all have to figure it out. But that's a place to go. One more time, the website.
www.houselogic.com.
Jennifer, thank you so much for your input today. That's been kind of interesting. Thank you so much. Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until then, I wish you peace.